Well, thunderous Thursday. I'm running out of adjectives here, Church. Thunderous Thursday to you. And it's great to spend this time together this morning. We're in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 16 through 24. Again, God's saving word for this week is spiritual renewal. And in today's reading, the Apostle Paul explains that his co-worker Titus will oversee the collection, and that he and another follower of Jesus will come to encourage the Corinthians to give generously. So let's get into the reading this morning. How we thank God for making Titus as eager as we are to help you. Not only did he welcome our request, he was so eager to help that of his own free will, he has decided to go to you. With him, we are sending the brother who is highly respected in all the churches for his work in preaching the gospel. And besides that, he has been chosen and appointed by the churches to travel with us as we carry out this service of love for the sake of the Lord's glory in order to show that we want to help. And we are being careful not to stir up any complaints about the way that we handle this generous gift. Our purpose is to do what is right, not only in the sight of the Lord, but also in the sight of others. So we are sending our brother with them. We have tested him many times and found him always very eager to help. And now that he has so much confidence in you, he is all the more eager to help. As for Titus, he is my partner and he works with me to help me, help you. As far as the other brothers who are going with him, they represent the churches and bring glory to Christ. Show your love to them, so that all the churches will be sure of it and know that we are right in boasting about you. And today's key verse is 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 21. Our purpose is to do what is right, not only in the sight of the Lord, but also in the sight of others. And so, we see here that, you know, the Apostle Paul is challenging, the church in Corinth. And in verse 24, he says, show your love to them. And he is saying, show your love to them, through your generosity in providing for this very real and important financial offering that they are collecting up to take back to the churches in Judea, in Jerusalem, as we talked about last week in church. And so today's scripture is speaking very plainly to communities of faith, even today, that we as believers in Christ have a responsibility one to another, not only for what goes on in our church, but we are not in this by ourselves. We are all part of the body of Christ, and we are working together with other churches around the world, helping them in their times of trouble so that they can help us in our time of trouble. Amen. And Paul also makes reference to someone who is very important within the church in Jerusalem that is traveling with them to make sure that this offering is handled completely above board and in the right way. And I'm just kind of wondering who that might be. Might it be the good Dr. Luke, who accompanied many of the apostles on their journeys as they spread the good news of the kingdom of God throughout the land at the time? How about John Mark? There are many ideas of who this very important person might be. Just kind of gives you something to wonder about. Let's pray. Lord God, teach me to show your love to others. Help me reach out to those in need and share my resources, and in so do, doing reflect your grace. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, tomorrow we'll be in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, where the Apostle Paul continues to encourage the Corinthians to give generously. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow.